Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome back to Star Wars Minute. It's the daily podcast where we analyze, scrutinize, and celebrate the Star Wars movies 1 minute at a time. I'm Pete the Retailer from PeteTheRetailer.com.
I'm Alex Robinson from ComicBookAlex.com.
And I'm Kelly Anakin from Up Yours Downstairs, a Downton Abbey podcast.
Yeah, thanks. We forgot to ask you yesterday if you could come back today, but luckily you made it, so...
Yeah, well, you know, my flight got canceled, so I was still here, and I was like, why not?
All part of Sheev's plan. Well, yeah, thanks for coming back today. Today we're talking about Minute 88. So this minute enables us to travel through time. Minute 88 starts with Obi-Wan stealing a car, basically, and it ends with... reunited at last, the famous couple that we know and love, R2-D2 and C-3PO.
Hashtag love is love.
Exactly. Hmm. This is not the car that Obi-Wan arrived in, right? He came in his Jedi ship, and now he's just walking up and taking this car, right?
Yeah, his Jedi ship, remember, went home without him because he had to trick them into thinking that...
Right.
He had R4 drive them home or whatever, drive the ship home.
So this wasn't like a preset thing. He was just taking somebody's car.
Oh, that's not just anyone's car.
Oh.
That is a ship known as the Soulless One.
Mm.
And it belonged to none other than General Grievous himself. That's General Grievous's car he's stealing.
Oh, man. Oh, I should have known from the sign in the parking spot that said this spot reserved for General Grievous.
Stenciled on the cement.
Right.
Yeah, that's a weird bit of kind of coincidence that he happens to find the one ship that, I guess the only ship on the place that's not owned by the Republic is General Grievous' ship. But I would have surprised that General Grievous' ship, it does look pretty cool, this thing, but I think it should be more intimidating than this could look kind of like a Buick-y feel to it.
Yeah, but maybe he spends all day intimidating people and coughing on them. When he's at home, he just wants to be like everybody else.
This is when he's just Sam Grievous.
And we didn't see this before? We didn't see him driving in this, or did we? Is this the first appearance of this ship?
I don't recall. It's possible we also saw him land it. No, when he landed, he arrived on a different ship.
Grievous?
Oh, well. Yeah, remember when there was that shot of him getting out, and then he immediately went to go answer Sheev's phone call? But it was a different ship. It had like a ramp and everything on it.
Huh.
Well, that's his business ship.
Yeah, right. this is his personal. His personal.
Yeah, this is his. He couldn't write this off as a business expense.
This is his midlife crisis sports car.
Mm-hmm. Although why he has it on a work event is something he'll have to bring up with HR.
Well, but, the other one, the transmission shot. He had to take it to the shop. It's fine for a day. They'll reimburse him for mileage, but that's it.
You think? I guess he had to do all that kind of. Fill out paperwork and all that sort of thing. Although I guess they don't have paper per se, but digital papers.
Papers, digital papers.
And then we see another happy takeoff from Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Another happy
Kelly, do you have a, which of the three Obi-Wan prequels is, which of the three prequel Obi-Wans is your favorite?
Oh, it's definitely Revenge of the Sith Obi-Wan. I think this is like peak Ewan McGregor before he went off and did that cable show where he and his friend were just like on motorcycles in like Africa.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But it's just, I think he gives, Ewan McGregor gives such a great performance in all three of these movies against like unbelievable odds. And this one, finally, I feel like he's finally been kind of given something to work with in terms of the performances around him and the plot, which I don't know, even as I'm saying that, that sounds wrong. But you know, I mean, this to me is the best of the three prequels. And I think that the stakes are the highest for Obi-Wan in this one, because, you know, it was a little bit of like tell, don't show in terms of his relationship with Qui-Gon in Phantom Menace. And then you really get to see his relationship with Anakin developing in Attack of the Clones. And now, you know, all of the various space chickens are coming home to roost in Revenge of the Sith. And, you know, there's such pathos in his performance. And there's a real sense of betrayal and anger, even as he's maybe not getting everything he needs from Hayden Christensen. I know that that's a controversial opinion, that nobody's ever getting what they need from Hayden Christensen, but I stand by it. But I mean, you know, it makes it feel like we all should like believe in this story. And I always just appreciate, you know, at the end, you were the chosen one. It's just like, thank you, audience surrogate Obi-Wan. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Yeah.
Most of the stuff that we're, I feel like I'm saying about this, at least, has been said before, but he just seems like he's, not that he's taking it the most seriously, but he's the most, like, he's just invested somewhat.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it feels like he's showing up and doing his job.
Yeah.
But
it doesn't necessarily seem like it's a job as much. Like, he seems like he likes it enough to respect it. Maybe that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and I think
it somewhat.
Yeah.
I feel more charitable toward Natalie Portman's performance in this movie than I have in the past. And I don't know why that is. But I think also, you know, she's playing all of these sort of like tortured love scenes, and tortured love scenes are my jam. You know, Padme Amidala follows, you know, my ideal fictional, sometimes real life arc of, oh, this really awesome woman is like, oh, I love this dude who's kind of a lame-o. And then she dies. You know, I'm an Eponine fangirl in Les Mis from way back. Just this whole, you know, tragic but competent woman thing. Anyway, I'm talking about this with my therapist, so don't worry, it's under control. But at the same time, it's like, I can't imagine how hard it must have been to try to muster that level of like fear and despair with this dialogue. And almost, I think most of her scenes in this are with Hayden Christensen, maybe less so than in Attack of the Clones. But again, she has a diminished role in this, which I think is interesting. I also think it was interesting when she talks about earlier on about being pregnant and like not knowing, you know, if the queen finds out that she's pregnant, she won't let her like serve in the Senate anymore. And I was just like, oh, for real? Like, congrats on your regressive maternity leave policy, Naboo.
Yeah, I was recently saying that I think the prequels would be much stronger if they had kept Padme the queen the whole time, rather mm-hmm. than having her become an elected senator, which is like, well, she went from being an elected queen to an appointed senator, and you know, stuff like queens having babies in secret is a lot more dramatic than some senator having a queen having a baby in secret, you know?
Also, it's... George, nobody elects a queen. Take a seat.
I mean, I like the weirdness of it, but if the fact if you're going to make her basically be doing the same exact things that the queen would be doing, what's the point of making her not the queen anymore?
Yeah. No, I totally agree. And I do appreciate, because I love the clothes in Phantom Menace are so great because they do have that weird ceremonial air about them. So I do like that she's able to literally let her hair down. Right. In the following two movies. But, you know, there's a way to write that in. You know, you can still get cascades of beautiful ringlets and be a queen. You know, she can have it all, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. She could have a secret marriage and be the queen.
Lots of queens have done it throughout history. Maybe not in this galaxy, but in our galaxy, it's happened.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I feel like the only reason he made her a senator was because he wanted to show that, like, oh, look, she's just like Princess Leia. She's a senator, just like her mother was.
Right.
When.
Yeah, but I mean, you can still draw that analogy and be, yeah, or just, you know, oh, hey, like, also, no, you know what? Because she's already a queen, Princess Leia is a princess. Like, game, set, match, Lucas.
Right.
You don't even need to keep drawing this analogy out. We get it. They both wear their hair kind of the same. I think, wow, okay, got it.
Well,
braids.
That brought us back.
He was like, we gotta make sure her hair's like that or people won't know that they're related.
Yeah.
I forgot what the explanation is as to why, if it's, you know, if she's... It seems to me like maybe George Lucas started like, oh, yeah, Princess Leia, her mother was a queen. And then, like, they set the whole thing up. And it was like, oh, no, wait. She doesn't remember who her real, like, they wouldn't know who her real mother is. They have her hidden in secret. And he was like, oh, okay, well, then she's a senator. And then her, I forgot what the explanation is as to why Leia is still Princess Leia, even though her parentage is secret.
Well, it's her real first name. Her full name is Princess Leia Organa.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Space Jimmy Smits is married to a queen.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Then he's not a king. He's like Prince Philip. He's just like the queen consort.
Right.
I think so. I think that is the case.
It's another show that I would watch.
You know what? I'm sure the internet will correct us if we're wrong.
Right. Well, I like
totally
the original
love a crown.
I like the original setup because if it's Queen Amidala, Princess Leia, then that also means that it's Prince Luke, which is fun to think of.
Yeah. Especially considering that Creepio calls him Sir Luke when he first
Exactly. See? Yeah. Should have just stuck with it.
I just call him Luke Starkiller.
Yeah. With a wink and like a little finger gun. It's like, hey, Starkiller.
I'm insufferable.
So we see Obi-Wan, and then now he starts talking to
Downloads a car.
Downloads a car. He we see him talking to Space Jimmy Smits via hologram, and this is another weird parallel. I brought it up yesterday about, you know, both of Leia's fathers walking down that same hallway. So now here we have, in the original hologram message, Princess Leia was sending a message on behalf of her father, asking for Obi-Wan's help. And now here, Princess Leia's father, via hologram, is offering Obi-Wan Kenobi help. So it's like a weird flip of the original hologram, that iconic hologram. So.
And he's saying, hey, come to this hallway, whereas Leia is sending the message from that hallway. She's escaping that hallway, sending the message out, and then here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
I mean, the end of Leia's message that you don't hear is like, and he says that you really owe him one for saving you.
Big stuff.
When the Chancellor overthrew the government. So.
Yeah, I'm surprised Leia didn't mention any of that in her original thing.
Yeah.
It's in a deleted scene.
Yeah.
There's a back in case.
But from Rogue One, so it's like the CGI.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. It's in case Obi-Wan needed more convincing, like Yoda. RTD2 had more. Why did I just confuse Yoda and RTD2? Oh boy,
this movie is.
RTD2 had backup messages just to, like, in case, you know, like, okay, then if he's not convinced, then play this one. If he's convinced too quickly, play this one.
if he's convinced too quickly,
yeah.
Don't feel like you have to do it. I don't want to put pressure on you.
I don't know. Get a feel for him. Does he seem crazy? Does he seem like you know, is he together? Is he going to help us at all? Or is he just looking for a free meal? Play this one if he's looking for a free meal.
Because we can work with either one.
I love the idea that she would get Obi-Wan and he would be like this crazy mental patient who's like, I'm a Jedi. Which I guess is kind of what Yoda was pretending to be. But.
Right.
Well, and that's what Brew and Owen told Luke that he was.
That's true.
They're like,
that's
he's just crazy. He's just a crazy old hermit.
Hey. It would have been great if in the end of Revenge of the Sith, when he hands them the babies, if he was acting all like a crazy person, like, go, 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 go. You know, like, oh boy, this wizard's crazy. You know, like, establishing from the start why he thinks that to be the case. So.
Hmm.
Save it for the reboot.
Well, my note for this was, hey kids, don't hologram and drive, because
yeah, that's true.
It's like a giant. It's like a 2 foot tall Jimmy Smits in your right in your face. Like when Obi-Wan is trying to drive this car that he just stole. So he's never driven this car before, and lo and behold, he's all up in his face, being like, "Hey, come help! I got a thing. You can come here. Like, come on over." We got pizza.
There's probably a setting on the hologram projector. You know what I mean? Like, you can increase or decrease the translucency.
Right.
So you could, because really, there's no reason why he's even has to physically. Why can't he just be saying this all into a voicemail? Why does he have to be saying it to a visual representation of? There's no real. I guess it looks cooler, but
right.
Yeah, that was literally going to be my response. It just looks cool, man.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Don't hate.
So, then we have I'm at the landing platform. I was wrong. Earlier I said that I thought that's... I was wrong. now it's all this. I think I said earlier that Annie and Padme don't see each other again until the very end. Obviously, this is not the case because they have this brief interlude here.
Mm-hmm.
So I apologize to all listeners. Pete, I hope you'll go back and edit that episode to remove that.
I'm just going to do a remix of you saying that. It's going to be like a beat behind it. Have a little air horn.
Oh, that'll... Yeah, can you release that as a ringtone? It'll go great with my Wookiees are dead text alert.
Yeah. All these Wookiees.
These Wookiees are dead.
Oh, there you go.
I love it so much.
So this is definitely a case where we have had this controversy before, where R2 is supposed to be resting in that ship, there's no way he fits. And in fact, I'm convinced the whole reason they have C-3PO walk down the stairs and stand there is solely to block the fact that, because he stands right in front of where R2's legs clearly should be. You guys know what I'm saying?
Dangling out the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, there you go.
Yeah, I'm assuming it's like I think we've said this before, but it's like a bag of holding or something where it's just like the rest of his body is transported into an alternate dimension.
They should just be collapsible, like those camping cups. You know what I mean, those plastic cups.
Pope Pete. Pope Pete.
Oh, who's Pope Pete?
That was the like Pope storage Pete. System. It was a bunch of those. It was little kind of round accordion jars, but it was oh, if you use half the Cheerios, you just close it up to only half of the size.
Mm, perfect.
Early, not early, but infomercial from the late 80s, early 90s.
The golden age of infomercials.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, that's pretty much all I had for 88. Do you guys have anything else?
I would say, I think this is probably another one of the outfits that I like best from Revenge of the Sith. Again, we're seeing the cold shoulder here. Yeah. I do prefer her with her hair up. I know she's trying to seem, you know, like the romantic ideal here, but I do like her hair up better than being down. And, you know, she is essentially in space muumuus this whole time. So I don't want to be too harsh on her, but I do really like this one.
All right.
I would have liked like a full on, like a Mrs. Roper kind of muumuu,
mm-hmm.
you know, her looking very just like not fashionable at all. Just what? And
yeah.
Every time Anakin comes back. Yeah. She just.
I feel like she's, you know, this is like dressed down for her. And she's like, oh, I only wear this when I don't care what I look like.
I'm a mess. Let me go make up my face. I'll be right back.
I thought you were doing Australian accent. Padme for some reason.
I saw smoke coming from the Jedi temple. I better go put on mascara.
She's like, oh, look at that. What is that coming from the Jedi temple? Is that smoke? I could make a smoky eye.
And then in honor of the fallen heroes.
Exactly.
Oof. I just want to say, memo to Urban Decay, if you make a Padme Amidala eyeshadow palette, I will buy it for myself and at least 10 of my friends.
I can't believe they haven't done that yet.
It's probably a licensing thing. Although, you know, now the Disney owns Lucasfilm, I feel like they'll be very open to offers. So
yeah, licensing fees. No fee is too large for Disney.
Mm-hmm.
They're a juggernaut.
I feel like, yeah. Prequel
They're
characters.
A juggernaut, but ironically... Oh, wait, no, they do have the Marvel Universe. Never mind. Yeah. Oh, I spoke too soon.
Although, not the X-Men, though, so...
Now they do.
Right, okay.
Now they do.
So I'm not crazy. Oh, wait, now they have the X-Men?
Yeah. Right?
Because it was
Fox. Wow.
X-Men movies were
they
under
bought Fox.
Yeah.
Ah, right.
So they own it all.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS. Or play online via Facebook games.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax. The way car buying should be.
Well, speaking of... nope, that's not owning a transition. There's not a segue
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, owning things, I love it.
Kelly, do you remember the first time that you saw Revenge of the Sith? Did you see it in the theater?
I did see it in the theater, and I remember that I loved it. I do not remember who I saw it with. I don't remember... anything else about it. Mainly I remember, the final duel between Obi-Wan and Anakin is really the visceral thing that I remember. Like, I remember sitting in the theater in the dark, but I couldn't tell you where I was or who I was with.
Hmm. But...
do you remember what month it came out? Because it's 2005, right?
That would have been May.
Yeah.
May of 2005. I probably saw it with my boyfriend at the time. That seems plausible. I could find this information out. Yeah. So, you know, maybe next time that I'm back on, I'm like, hey guys, do you remember the last time I was on and you asked me if I remembered? And I kind of did, but mostly no. So, but I mean, I do remember being happy with the fact that it was better than the first two.
Well, yeah, that was my next question. What's your general feeling about it? You liked it more than the others?
Yeah, I liked it more than the two other prequels. I think, I might like it better than Rogue One.
Well, this is leading into that. Now, the feeling at the time might not necessarily be how you feel now. So how now,
yeah,
Brown Cow? How do you feel now about the saga as a whole? Where would you rank? Let's rank all nine
films. Is it nine now?
Yes, because Rogue One is the only non-numbered one at press time.
As of this recording.
Okay. Okay, so I think number one is still Return of the Jedi, followed by The Last Jedi. Because, yeah, I know, right, guys? But listen, I got two priorities in the Star Wars universe: dope clothes and cuteness. And I love Ewoks and I love Porgs, and I will fight you. I'm at Kelly Anakin on Twitter if you want to get in a Porg fight.
Not an actual, not throwing Porgs. Oh, that would be cool. If it was stuffed Porgs, that would be like a fun fight.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if I had enough stuffed Porgs, I would definitely get in a fight with them. Okay, so then after The Last Jedi, I think is Empire. Then Force Awakens. Then A New Hope. Then I guess Revenge of the Sith, Rogue One.
Did you say Empire Strikes Back yet?
Yeah,
I did. I just called it Empire because I'm really cool.
Sorry, I lost.
That's okay. You were like, wait a minute. Nobody likes Revenge of the Sith more than Empire.
Seems
like
suspicious.
I'll give you Rogue One. And then, so Revenge of the Sith, Rogue One, Attack of the Clones, then The Phantom Menace, A Partridge in a Pear Tree. I think I got them all in there.
Yeah, so you're scattered all over the place.
Yeah, I'm pretty unconventional in my Star Wars opinions, I think.
That's good.
But I just didn't... That's cool. Yeah, I feel like a lot of people really loved Rogue One, and I wanted to love Rogue One, but I felt like I didn't get to know those characters enough to really, really love it.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
If they had consulted me on the script, I could have given them some notes that would have made me like it better, but they didn't call.
Show them,
you're hard to find,
feeding their kittens or something, a little bit of character moments.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, really more, I would have done just way less of, is her name Jin? Am I making that up?
Jin, yes. Urso, Jin. Urso.
Yeah.
Jin Urso.
Yeah. Jin Urso. I would have done way less of her backstory because I did not find her compelling. Hmm. And I would have spent a lot more time with the actual crew of Rogue One, because I thought those folks were really interesting. And I didn't necessarily need like more parental drama from the Star Wars universe.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like Darth Vader, we already had like the ultimate parental drama.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really true. It's hard. Well, we're contractually forbidden from discussing Rogue One for another 2 years, but it is hard to one up. You know, if you're going to introduce a kind of a father dynamic, it's going to be like, well, we've got the Darth Vader thing in there. So it's going to, you really have to do something.
Well, and I mean, and I didn't, I don't have a problem with it coming in Force Awakens and The Last Jedi, because that feels like, you know, we've already established sort of parentage as a theme, particularly, you know, with like the Skywalker lineage. But with Rogue One, it's like, you know, you really could have gone outside of the box in a lot of ways. And, you know, I just keep hoping that somebody's just really going to like blow the lid off this thing. But I realize it's a delicate balance because, you know, no matter what you do in the Star Wars universe, a bunch of people are going to get mad at you on the internet. So,
right. True enough.
Well, all right. Well, speaking of, you like this one? Speaking of people getting mad at you on the internet, maybe we should, we'll continue this tomorrow so more people can get mad at us. Kelly, can you come back tomorrow for another minute, another show, another episode?
Yeah, but like for just a minute, because like I have a hard stop at 8:50.
At 8:51.
All right.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, great.
PM or AM?
AM and PM, actually, ironically. So, you know, just send me an invite.
All right. We'll see you back. We'll try to arrange our notes so we can get it all crammed into a minute. Hey, you listener,
me?
No, you host. Them, okay. Listener.
I'll stop listening.
Do you like the show enough? You want to support the show? You want to show other people how much you like the show? Why not go to StarWarsMinute.com/merch, MERCH, and there you can get like a T-shirt or a mug or some stickers, a pillow, I think. All kinds of cool stuff with Star Wars Minute designs that will not only help support the show, but also kind of help you display to other people how much you like the show. And it's a conversation starter. Usually the conversation, when I'm wearing one of my Star Wars Minute shirts and somebody was like, oh, what is that? I'm like, Star Wars podcast. I don't know. And I walk away. That's how it goes. But you can see if results may vary. It might work better for you. You can try it out by going to StarWarsMinute.com/merch. And then hopefully we'll see you back here tomorrow for a brand new episode of
Star Wars Minute.